Lloyd Burr Live on Magic Talk.
Now, I read a headline this morning that kind of got my attention. It was an opinion piece, but it was titled, "Are We On Our Way to Another GFC, Another Global Financial Crisis?" which kind of terrified me. The person who wrote it is Dr. Bryce Wilkinson. He's a senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, which is a kind of a think tank about business. He joins me now. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
So are we on the road to another GFC?
Yes, we think, and this is the basis of our report, that the major central banks and their governments are doing just that. And the problem is that they are pumping their financial systems and thereby the global financial system with liquidity through central bank credit creation, sort of like social credit used to advocate. And at the same time, governments are spending way beyond their means and pumping up debt ratios, and they're ratcheting them up. They ratcheted them up a lot with the GFC, didn't get them back to normal before COVID struck. And there are troubling reasons for thinking that they won't get them back to normal again before the crisis after COVID struck, you know, the next threat to stability. But ratcheting up public debt ratios every time there's a looming crisis is just a recipe for a big crash.
So how will this crash look? What will it look like if this crash does happen?
We've got three scenarios. One is sort of, two of them aren't too serious. They're more like 1970s rates of unemployment. One of them has 1970s sort of inflation, so double-digit inflation while governments move to reduce the real value of all this money they've borrowed. The other one is similarly high employment and low growth, but it's more like Japan. It doesn't break out with inflation. And the Japanese have been very good at keeping inflation down, but not nearly so good at getting their public debt down. They've still got high levels. The third and last scenario is the one that no one wants and you don't really want to think about it. Even that's a Great Depression sort of scenario where there's widespread bankruptcies and a great deal of unemployment and lots of miseries. So partly, you know, our paper is a heads up that we don't want central banks in the major countries and governments walking down this path. We want to see a return to policies much more likely to see debts come down.
Okay, so we need to stop, the government essentially needs to stop borrowing money because we are borrowing a lot of money at the moment, billions of dollars a week, I think it is, or just over $1 billion a week. So we're borrowing it, but it's going into keeping businesses, mainly in Auckland at the moment, afloat.
Yes, yeah, and I should say that New Zealand's in a relatively good shape. Public sector net worth is seriously positive, whereas in most of these other countries, it's highly negative. But it is true that this government is essentially almost every week we read of a new spending proposal, and it's all happening on borrowed money, and that's looming up the problem. What we're saying in our report about what New Zealand should do is we're too small to affect world events. We can talk, but no one's going to listen much. So what New Zealand needs to be doing is focusing on how prudently it's prepared and got its own house in order. And the government spending money a lot more frugally and a lot more wisely would be an important part of that. But the less prudent is government, then the more they're going to take it out on the rest of us. So the less prudent is government, the more we've got to think carefully about our own affairs.
You know, I hope your prediction's wrong. I hope we're not on this path, the GFC, but, you know, you've made some pretty damn good points there, and I hope we don't have to have a conversation in which you're telling me, hey, Lloyd, I told you so. I appreciate your time this evening. That's Dr. Bryce Wilkinson, who's a senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative with